The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Doug Stephan Good Day program, in the words of Ed Foreman. You remember when we had Ed Foreman on, Jennifer?
I don't, no.
You don't? No. Yeah. Well, then he didn't
refresh
make much
my
of an
memory.
Impression on you. He starts his day by saying, I feel happy. I feel healthy. I feel terrific. Life is for laughing, loving, and living, not whining, worrying, and working. So let's start our Monday that way. As we tease the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday program on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, let's wake up, rise and shine, feeling happy, feeling healthy, feeling terrific. And then we'll throw in a dice or a dose of reality and see who's blowing up who.
Oh.
Who's shooting at whom.
I was so happy until right now.
I'm so happy. I'm so healthy. It's a beautiful day for a talk, conversation. Hello. Hamas, Israel, trading blame for there being no truce. Aren't you sick of talking about this? I'm sick of these two countries. I'm sick of Palestine. I don't want to talk about it. What do we need to know? And then let's leave it at that, Kenny. Anything that we need to know that's different? More bombs, more people dying. What else do we need to know?
There was supposed to be another ceasefire over the weekend, and then Hamas sent in 70 rockets.
Uh-huh.
And now, today, Hamas says, okay, we're ready for a ceasefire now.
Right, because it's their holiday,
it's a Muslim holiday, yeah.
Yeah, right. All right.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I mean, I just think... is there a screw them somewhere in here? In here? Oh, wait a minute.
Well,
let's
that's not the first
message.
Time. I mean, this is the second time in a week, I think, that there was a ceasefire and they were just sending in a ton
of
missiles.
They do it all the time. They did it the last time. Yeah. They did it the time before that. They did it the time before that. The time before that. They're always the ones who want to throw the last in. It's like, as I said, it's child's play, except people are getting killed. They're selfish, self-centered, egotistical. That's what they are. That's how you. That's what people like. They think that they're smarter than everybody else. They're better than everybody else, and they're. I give them credit for one thing, and that is sticking to their mission of creating havoc, killing people. That's their motto. That's their MO. That's kill as many people as possible, and we'll blame it on the other guy. And you know people like that in your life, individuals. It's always the other guy's fault. Right? Nobody takes responsibility, or shouldn't say, well, for people like that. They never take responsibility for what's going on. They're always going to blame somebody else. It's someone else who did it. They did it. Those nasty Jews. They're always doing this horrible stuff. They took our land. So, and that's what this is. Over and over and over and over again with the same results. So you say...
It's the definition of insanity.
Yeah, right. Well, I would say...
Do something
this
over
whole
and over
thing,
and over again.
Isn't all of this insane? How else would you describe... This Middle Eastern stuff is insanity. Whether it's them, or whether it's ISIS, or whether it's the Iranians, they're all insane. They're nuts. Unfortunately, we have to deal with them. Deal with them on the world market, as it were. What lesson is there in this from God or the higher power or whatever it is? That's the question. All right, if we put it in a nutshell, that's probably a good way. I don't know what we have for comments. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program. Kenny, monitoring social media through the weekend. What sort of comments do we have on the Middle East situation, no matter what it is? Let's see if people react to what I have just said. But what in the main do we have, Kenny, that we want to pass along to other folks who are listening that might want something else to think about?
Well, Tim says, when Hamas quits firing rockets into Israel, the killing stops. What part of that don't you understand?
I understand it. You understand it? Was that aimed at me, or who was that aimed at?
I don't think it was. I don't think it was aimed at you.
Okay.
Or any of us. I think it was. I think it was like the royal we. It was a royal you.
All right. Okay. All right. What else?
Brian says, the United Nations calling for a ceasefire, they are about as useful as a grave robber in a crematorium.
That's true.
what a great way. This is a great analogy. A grave robber in a crematorium. There we go. It's all about failure. That's what it is. We celebrate with this and the other. If there was success, there would be peace, right? Otherwise, it's failure. Is there another way of looking, another word to attach to this other than failure? And the only other, I guess, complete failure would be having, you know, some sort of horrible nuclear thing. That'd be complete failure. All right, what else, Kenny?
Anita says, Israel agreed to 5 ceasefires to enable assistance to reach the people of Gaza, but Hamas rejected or broke every single one. They deserve what they get.
Well, what are they getting? They're getting what they want. They're getting a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting a lot of help from Saudi Arabia, from Iran, from the countries that want to keep stirring. They don't want Saudi Arabia. You know, suppose they are friends. They don't want any of it. They don't want... never mind the Jews. They don't want democracy. They don't want... Do you think these guys that have control and make $300 billion a year, they want any semblance of order in the Middle East? No, keep stirring it up, because that gets the attention away from them. Their people, 40% unemployment or whatever there is there, they don't want to have to deal with those people looking at themselves in the mirror. Just keep stirring it up. Keep messing things up. Bomb here, bomb there. Hey, 3 years, 30 years, 300 years, 3,000 years.
Keeps going.
Yep. All right, so what else? Anything football? We got any good, looks like any good football teams shaping up? Where is Biff? Biff, what's the story with
just,
the
we are kind of in the middle of preseason right now. The camps are just getting underway. Everybody's kind of getting back into shape. I can have a little bit of a report for you in the next half hour if you'd like.
Really? A little bit of a report for me?
Or a lot of a report, depending on how much you want to hear my beautiful voice this morning.
Who's going to go in the Super Bowl right now?
Yeah,
Biff.
Right.
Two teams.
That's it. Pick them.
San Francisco 49ers. I think they're going to be able to overcome defending Super Bowl champions, Seattle Seahawks. And in the AFC, I like the cut of Andrew Luck's jib. Let's say Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts.
Wow, okay. All right, so Colts 49ers, that's what you think now.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds like a drink. It's time to drink Colt 49.
It does. It's like, it's like V8, except with more vegetables.
Uh-huh. All right, speaking of drinking things, Buzzbox Coffee is the solution to the people who are tired, or for the people that are tired of Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, the usual, go to Cumberland Farms or wherever the local stale donuts and coffee are served. This is a company that has really figured it all out. And the way that we begin, when you think about stale coffee, rotten coffee, stale donuts, those places, you know those places. Why wouldn't you start your day with the best coffee you could possibly find? The official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Just look on the homepage, or any of the pages, actually, right-hand side of any page at DougSteffen.com, and you'll see a way for you to order that wonderful coffee that smells so good when it comes in the mail to you. You get the first bag free because they want you to know what the deal is. This is the freshest coffee. It's been roasted, and you get it within 2 weeks. No other coffee's like that. Some of the stuff you get at the store has been around for a year. They're not going to tell you that. You check the expiration date. It says, use by, and it might have a year from today on it. That doesn't tell you how long it's been sitting around, because there's no requirement for that. This is the best of the best coffee, a choice that you have between the stale old Yucabunga that you've been drinking and something new and exciting and certified organic and shade grown and top 1% Arabica grade. And it helps support a farming movement that really is dedicated toward keeping what America has going in terms of agriculture, keeping it strong. BuzzBox coffee, roasted, packaged, shipped on your doorstep within 48 hours of you ordering it. So, once again, the call to action. If you want to do what Ed Foreman suggests, you want to feel happy, you want to feel healthy, you want to feel terrific, you want to get good coffee, hooray, hoorah, 866-456-7805 is the number to call to order your free pound of BuzzBox coffee, or simply go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox, whatever is easier for you, 866-456-7805 is a good way to start.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get notebooks for 17 cents, index cards for 48 cents, and Novus tablets for $49.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to stores. Staples.com for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you gain incredible savings every time you shop. See how much you can save at Sam's Club with new lower prices on items like 50 pounds of Simply Right dog food for just $17.98, a 3-pack of Dawn Total Clean for $7.98, a Tresemme Twin Pack for $10.86, and much more. Join by August 3rd and get a welcome package worth up to $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out fantastic.
I'm in Yosemite National Park to talk Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream with the Miller family. So how many itchy bug bites and rashes do you have?
33 bites.
34.
And a case of poison ivy.
It itches.
Do not scratch.
Miller family, relief starts now. Gold Bond has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone cream.
Ooh.
Plus aloe and vitamin E. It's fast relief on contact.
Feels better already. Who's up for a hike?
Look at the big kitty.
I'm out. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream. Relief starts now.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Every time I rev my engine down an open stretch of road, I'm glad I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because nothing feels better than saving money with Geico. Except maybe the time I saved a life. A squirrel's life. Gave that little feller mouth to mouth, and then he bit me. On second thought, saving money with Geico probably feels better.
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
The essence of something that's important to a lot of people, I think that the Bernie Sanders, Jeff Miller deal, by the way, these two guys lead the Senate and the House Veterans Affairs Committee, respectively. They've reached a tentative agreement on legislation to overhaul the VA. They're going to release the plan later today. The final cost isn't available, but it's likely to be critical in determining whether the House will be on board. As you remember, I think the president asked for $2 billion. Why there's any extra money that's needed at all to run this is, I think that's really, if I were in the Congress of the United States, I wouldn't vote for a penny. I don't care what they said, what their plan was. I would not spend another penny. They have so mismanaged this. They have just an absolutely horrible record of management, and I would be pretty inflexible about that unless these guys had something that really convinced me. But instead, of $2 billion, this bill calls for $5 billion in emergency spending.
They throw those billions around like they're nothing, don't they?
We'll probably get in the way of the Republicans supporting it. 21 after the hour.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I sold my soul, you bought it back for me, and held me up, and gave me dignity. Somehow you needed me, you gave me strength to stand. Out on my own again, you put me high upon a pedestal, so high that I could almost see eternity. You needed me, you needed me.
Often you'll hear me say that Karen Carpenter had the best commercial pop voice of any female artist during the pop era, without any exception. This lady's voice, in my opinion, is a strong number two on that ladder. Anne Murray from Spring Hill, Nova Scotia. Let's get a taste, see if people remember another one of her pop songs, Evan. Only not so loud that I can't talk over it. Yeah, this is it. Crank this puppy up.
And take the snow back with you ever came.
This is the biggest song she had. Matter of fact, this is the biggest song of, I want to say, 78, like in there, Kenny. Take it back a little bit. Further back. Listen to the song.
To say that he'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you where you go. To that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away. And take the snow back with you where it came from on that day.
This is, it sounds like a happy song, but it's about a guy who cheated on the woman that he loved.
So, well, at least he's happy about it.
This is a 2 minute and like 14 second song. It's a very short song, but just absolutely beautiful. All right, so we're playing Anne Murray music to call attention to the fact this is the anniversary of her. I'm having a little softer. A little in her hometown in Nova Scotia, the Anne Murray Center, packed with awards and photographs and memorabilia, highlights of her life and career. I actually would like to go up there. Nova Scotia, I've been to Nova Scotia a couple of times.
Nova Scotia.
Yeah, right. But she was the most popular singer in Canada, and there have been some interesting, like Gordon Lightfoot. Who are some of the other great Canadian artists that we don't always think of as Canadian, we think of as American Canadian?
What no pressure, Kenny.
Bare Naked Ladies, but that's a much more recent.
Yeah.
Right. Brian Adams.
Brian Adams.
Brian Adams, yeah. But, I mean, think about it in terms of significance. Very, she was just wonderful. All right, so anyway, a little memory of, yeah.
Is the lead from Nova Scotia?
That's from Canada. All right. Time for a quick joke from last Friday night. Jimmy Fallon, and usually his jokes are quick and not that good. Let's see if we can make some out of this.
This makes me proud to be an American. Some students at Harvard are making news for inventing a food called spray cake. Which is... It's cake batter, and it comes from a can. So you just spray it into a pan when you want to make a cake, or right down your throat when you get stood up on a Friday night. It's like...
That actually was a little...
A little cake down the throat.
A little chuckle there. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Good for a little of this and some of that on Monday, 28 after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, do you agree with the California federal judge who just ruled that the death penalty is arbitrary and therefore unconstitutional?
This is Ralph Nader. I've been working with conservatives on issues where we agree, like ending the NSA dragnet, cutting corporate welfare, and challenging trade agreements that undermine our sovereignty and economy. That's why I wrote Unstoppable. It explains how the left and right can work to dismantle the corporate state in 24 major areas for overdue change. You can play a role in this growing convergence and obtain my book by visiting Nader.org today.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Lowry. Do you agree with the California federal judge who ruled that the death penalty is arbitrary and therefore unconstitutional?
I don't know that it will be upheld. I think the decision is exactly right. The death penalty is applied in a very uneven way, and even a racially biased way, and there's a probability that we've executed innocent people. I think it's time for it to go. I don't know that that's going to happen, especially given the makeup of the current Supreme Court.
I am ambivalent about the death penalty. I oppose it in theory, but then every time a high-profile individual case comes up that's so horrific, it really seems the only fitting punishment. But I think whether we have it or not is a policy question that should be decided by the people of the country and not by judges, and it's not unconstitutional. My understanding is that it hasn't been established that someone innocent has been actually executed to the satisfaction of both sides of this debate. But clearly, it's very disturbing that you have people on death row exonerated through DNA evidence.
I'm Mark Green, host of your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Let's see if we can get a marathon of conversation working. 888-302-3684 reaches us. That would be Ken and Jennifer and me on the Doug Good Day program. Biff Mantel is going to update us some of the sports activity in a few minutes from this past weekend. Meanwhile, we're trying to update you on the things that have happened. Enough talk about the foolishness in the Middle East. Same, by the way, for Ukraine and the European Union, the back and forth. Why can't there be a real fight, a real showdown with the Russians? Putin's got it figured out because they need him. So they're not going to push him around too much, even though he's dirty up to his neck and all of the stuff. Never mind what went on the ground, but the missile. And then there's evidence that the Russians are firing missiles from their side into Ukraine. He's another one of these lying, self-serving, egotistical bastards who just, it's all about him. It's the same, and wherever there's war, it's always about that. It was with Hitler. Go back to any of the conflicts. It's about religion and ego. That's what causes all of the fights. The big fights, religion and ego. That's what the Middle East is about. That's what Ukraine is about. It's not about trying to help out the Russian people. He doesn't give a damn about the Russians. He cares about himself. That's all he cares about. That's all any of these people. I suppose you could make that argument, Jennifer, for any politician. But I don't think it's fair all the time. I think there are some people who are motivated to serve.
I do.
Who are just there to do a good job. I think there are those. But then there are far too many who are there. And I think.
And maybe they start motivated to serve, but then they want to hold on to their position.
Right. Well, that's not the case with Putin.
No.
But it may be the case with some presidents of our country, some people who are senators.
Yeah, Putin's all about power.
Governors, all that sort of thing. So it is, it's just unpleasant, especially when you want to start the day feeling happy, feeling healthy, feeling terrific. Here's a good story. Last week you heard us talking about young Danny Nickerson. As a matter of fact, I think you brought this up, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. The youngster who celebrated his sixth birthday. He is battling inoperable brain cancer. He's got a brain tumor. And so it's sadly, unfortunately, resistant to chemotherapy. All he wanted for his birthday was a lot of birthday.
Yeah, a box of birthday cards.
Birthday cards. So he has, according to Facebook post from his mother, he's received over 100,000
Isn't that awesome?
Cards.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
I think that's so
one,
great.
And he was brought to, because this is in my backyard, he lives about 20 miles from me here in Massachusetts. He was brought to the Patriots Stadium on Saturday, and they were scrimmaging, practicing, and he went out on the field to watch. Do you know there were 14,000 people? Biff, what's the story with that? This is the first sort of like a preseason game, and 14,000 people show up to watch a scrimmage?
It's crazy how much people love sports in this mm-hmm. country, and it's one of the reasons why cable TV hasn't collapsed completely. Live sports broadcasts. I know that's totally off topic, but
say that again.
And radio too. I mean, radio and cable.
Live sports is basically the only thing that's commercial TiVo immune. So you have to watch sports live, or you'll find out the score on Facebook, Twitter, whatever the young kids are into these days.
Spoiler: yes, those young kids.
Exactly.
The young.
So, yeah, it's sports. It's super popular. We like to entertain ourselves. Bread and circus.
Really? Bread and circus?
What
bread
does that mean?
And circus.
It's back to the Roman mob days when the emperors would basically give them bread and gladiator games.
Uh-huh. Bread and
all
circus.
Right. Speaking of mob days, Spider-Man or a Spider-Man lookalike, somebody in a Spider-Man costume, punched a police officer in the face.
It happens.
In Times Square over the weekend. This is the latest episode of characters displaying R-rated behavior in front of all these tourists. Mickey and Minnie Mouse
were the witnesses?
No.
Well, this guy doesn't just dress up as Spider-Man. He dresses up as like a... I'd like to call him like Cookie Monster, but it's obviously like a faux Cookie Monster costume.
Right.
It's not quite the license.
He's in jail on $3,500 bail.
It wasn't quite the license costume. Yeah. But what's interesting with this story is... And this happened in L.A. too. This has happened before. These people that dress up, you are a tourist. You're walking through. You see SpongeBob or you see Spider-Man, you see Cookie Monster, you go up and you take a picture with them, and maybe you don't realize you're supposed to hand them money. So the lady that was with Spider-Man in this particular instance handed the guy a dollar so that her kid could take a picture with Spider-Man. Not a big deal, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, he said, I only take $5, $10, or $20 bills. And she said, what? Wait, it doesn't say that. And so, there's no sign saying that you have to pay these guys, so they get into a verbal altercation. That's when the cop comes over and tries to protect the woman, and the guy says, mind your own business, and that's when the punch was thrown.
Yeah, terrific.
But what is it with the $5, $10, or $20? We had a thing in L.A. where a woman was stabbed because she gave SpongeBob a dollar instead of five.
What is the matter with people? Speaking of L.A.,
SpongeBob.
Venice Beach on Sunday... Sunny day, Venice Beach. I'm in Santa Monica,
sort of
which
sunny.
Is the next town north of Venice Beach. A lot of activity always on the board. It's kind of like a boardwalk. It's a beach walk.
It's kind of like a freak show down at Venice Beach.
Well, it was a freak show on
yesterday,
Sunday because
weird
of
weather.
A lightning strike. There's never, I don't remember,
no.
In the 20 years I've been going to California for the wintertime, I never remember thunder and lightning. I don't
not
remember.
Especially not during the summer. I mean, we'll get it sometimes during the winter, but never summer storms. And so yesterday was a weird day. It was overcast almost all day. But 13 people got struck by lightning. Maybe, I think I saw between 13 and 20, actually. But this one guy died.
From
out of nowhere. You know, you wouldn't expect it. People say, well, why would you be on the beach? Because we don't get this kind of weather. I mean, it never happens.
No, it doesn't. It's really kind of... It's global warming. The world is changing. Look out below. It's one of those things. It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy things like other things that are going on that are crazy. The U.S. health care law. Everybody thinks that they've got it figured out, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether they need it, whether they don't. But there are still people, and I think more as time goes by, Kenny, there are more and more people who find this more and more confusing, yet that there still is a move to try to save it on one side and kill it on the other side. If you're covered, if you are covered under the new health law, those of you who opt for convenience by automatically renewing your coverage for next year, those of you who are likely to just do the same thing are going to get dated and inaccurate financial aid amounts from the government.
Well, because there's no way to check. I mean, and that was one of the big issues, is that there's no way to check to see if people are telling the truth. There's so many opportunities. I hate to say that about lagging people ideas. Yeah. There's so many opportunities to cheat. You can put in whatever you want.
Yeah.
And there's really no way for them to check. And that was part of what was mentioned in those court cases last week, where they were talking about subsidies, whether or not it's legal for the government to hand out subsidies for this type of program. And last week, one court said yes, one court said no. So.
Oh, isn't that nice? We like that. Yeah, we talked about that. So here's the headline of the day, courtesy of your friends at the news media who want to scare the hell out of you. Ebola outbreak.
Ebola.
So a second American aid worker in Liberia tested positive for the Ebola virus. This is a group of, in this circumstance, a religious group that's over there helping. And the doctor who also has it been isolated. Ebola is one of those things that that movies are made about. It's the modern day version of the plague, I think. And these things always start in Africa for some reason or other, don't they? Either Africa or the Middle East, that what is it called? MSPS or something?
MRSA.
The Middle East. MRSA, that's right.
MRSA.
Right, right.
So, the MSPS, I think, is a shipping service.
Oh, is it really?
No.
Oh,
okay.
So, what is Ebola?
It's bad. Makes you throw up. Kill you.
It is bad. Yeah, it's a. It's almost like... I sound like somebody from the Valley when I say that. It's almost like, and you know what? We should ban that expression. It's like, No, it isn't like anything. It is, and yes, Jennifer, it is bad. That's probably a good way of describing
it. You don't want it, that's for sure.
Yeah. That's the scary thing. Let's see, what have we not gotten to yet this morning? We're going to give Biff some time to do some sports. I think the only other thing that is of general concern, general interest, I shouldn't say the only other thing, but the thing that's been splashing around for weeks, months, years, is immigration. There's a bill, if you remember from last week, another spend. Let's spend money to fix the VA. $5 billion now it's up to from two. It's up to five. And now we have the president still at $3.7 billion, and he calls the people who don't want to support that uncooperative and un-American. What was the other thing I saw him say that was about... people who don't pay their taxes are unpatriotic. People and companies, did you see that over the weekend? That was the Saturday. That was the Saturday presidential address. If you don't pay your taxes, but by the way, he's not even taking it out of the stroke of those who are illegally not paying their taxes, but those who pay their taxes, but because there are loopholes that Congress has passed that allow loopholes was his word, but there are things in the law that allow companies to pay less in taxes if they do this, that, or the other thing, incentivized. And he said, nope, that's unpatriotic. If you don't pay all of your taxes so that we can waste your money, then you're bad, you're unpatriotic. That so ruffles my feathers to listen to stuff like that. These guys are the masters of wasting, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse, and they have the balsam to say something like that. He and others who would say, you got to pay your, when half the country doesn't pay a nickel? How is that I mean, how does he even have any credibility when he comes across with a statement like that? Fix the problem, sir. The problem is that everybody should be paying, not just half. And if you were, if you really wanted to be a leader, you want to have a legacy.
You'd fix it.
Fix it. And the way to fix it is with a flat tax, sales tax on.
Now you're speaking everyone. My language. That's the song I like to hear.
All right, so let's pause for a moment or two, and then Biff gives us some sports info. It's 14 before the hour here on Good Day.
Wow. Geico's been saving people money for over 75 years?
75 years? Fancy that.
My dearest wife, do you possess knowledge about Geico, making it feasible for society to spend less capital on automobile insurance for over 75 years?
Why are you talking like that?
You said fancy that, so I was just fancying it.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Lumber Liquidators just acquired truckloads of top-quality flooring from brands like Armstrong at unbelievably low prices. And now you get the deals at the incredible flooring buyout sale on now through July 29th. Get clearance flooring for just 29 cents a square foot. Solid three-quarter pre-finished gunstock oak is $189 with quick click for $159. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
The 151st American Veterinary Medical Association convention is getting underway in Denver, and pet obesity is a hot topic. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Recent surveys show that pet obesity is on the rise in the United States, and with it, an increase in diabetes, high blood pressure, and other related health conditions. But by working with veterinarians, pet owners can determine an appropriate diet to help their pets achieve and maintain a healthy weight while reducing their risk of disease and injury. This and other animal health topics are at the heart of discussion at the AVMA's annual convention. Incoming AVMA President Dr. Ted Cohn.
Thousands of veterinarians from around the world have gathered here to explore the latest advances in veterinary medicine. The issues that we're going to discuss in Denver will help us to keep pets and other animals healthy and safe.
For more information on the convention and keeping pets safe, visit avma.org.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm American Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth, but I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Adams. It was Boston.
All right, now 11 and a half, 12 minutes actually before the hour. Biff Mantel is here. Overview of the weekend activities. The Dodgers have a baseball team.
The Dodgers do have a baseball team.
Really?
In fact, LA has two baseball teams.
Wow.
Yeah.
Two baseball teams in one city?
And some states don't even have any baseball teams. Share the wealth, California.
No way.
Share the wealth.
Yeah, our team.
Come on.
But let me hold on. Let me get out my broom. Okay, I got my broom out. Go ahead, Biff.
Are you going to start sweeping? Because that's what LA did. They swept their hated rivals, the San Francisco Giants.
Whammo!
And
why do the Giants hate? It's like the Yankees and the... Well, the Yankees suck.
Well,
that's why.
The rival, funny that you mentioned the Yankees, actually, because that rivalry dates back to New York, back when they were the New York baseball Giants and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Both of those teams moved out to California in the, I want to say, late 50s, could be early 60s. And they both moved about the same time, and they were kind of the pioneers of California baseball.
Pioneers.
So the rivalries really developed.
Envision pie on your ears.
Oh, Dougie.
That's
think about that.
Sticky, and I'd rather envision it in my mouth.
That what else happened?
Now, is this a cream pie? Or
oh, you guys.
Pie,
so.
Yeah. Right.
What about lemon meringue? Yes?
Yeah.
All right.
Apparently not lemon meringue.
What else?
But speaking of rivalries, we had a bit of a flare-up with Boston and Tampa Bay. Your Red Sox, Dougie, created a little bit of a stir when David Ortiz hit a game-winning home run yesterday. He kind of lingered a little bit in the batter's box, flipped his bat towards the dugout, and Tampa Bay took exception to that. that. And so there was kind of a little bit of a kerfuffle after the game. The pitcher who gave up the home run said some things to the reporters, basically said that David Ortiz is too big for the game of baseball.
Really?
Yes, which is big words for a pitcher who I believe is 1 or 2 years into his baseball career and just gave up the game-winning home run.
You know who's going to get Matt Kemp from the Dodgers, don't you?
The Red Sox.
Probably.
I even knew that.
I am not following that trade rumor, apparently close enough, if Dougie's scooping me on sports stories. That's not good.
Time for the sports report to end if I'm scooping you.
No!
All right. That's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thank you, Biff. It's 9 before the hour, 51 after on Good Day.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now, 53 after the hour, the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program, time for Tech Talk. Or it's Tech Talk time. Either of those, you may take whichever of the intros you prefer and hold on to it tightly. Last Monday of July 7/28, you realize we'll be in the 8th month of the year? A week from now.
It's almost time for Christmas.
Christmas is just around the corner. Yes, that's true. All right, so the situation with Microsoft's newest tablet. Shelley Palmer is here to talk about that fact with you. Newest tablet replacing your laptop. So this is going to be cool. Yes or no, we'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Reverse44.com. People who have followed this plan at Reverse44.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Reverse44.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Reverse44.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Reverse44.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is, the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Reverse44.com. Watch for free at Reverse44.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to Reverse44.com. Once again, that's Reverse44.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, will Microsoft's Surface Pro 3 replace your laptop?
Microsoft says it absolutely can, and I think that's right. The Surface Pro 3, Microsoft's newest tablet, is bigger and faster than earlier models and comes with better accessories. For Windows users, the Surface Pro 3 has only one important feature. It runs 100% of your Windows programs. Whether you need to run the full Office Suite, Adobe Creative Suite, or Pro Tools, the Surface Pro is up to the task. One of the best features of the Surface Pro 3 is its pen, which is far more than just a stylus. Clicking the top of the pen immediately launches Microsoft OneNote, even if the device is locked. So who's the Surface Pro 3 for? Students and professionals who really want to have the best of the tablet and the laptop worlds. If the Surface Pro 3 sounds like a device made for you, two models are available right now, with entry-level and ultra-high-end models shipping at the beginning of August. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it. For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
The best way to start the new school year is to look awesome and feel like a genius. Get the best of both worlds by saving 75% off select new Kyocera phones from Boost Mobile, with monthly plans starting at only $40 a month. Metaphorically speaking, that's like getting more bang for your buck, more bounce for your ounce, more booyah for less moolah, more bling bling for less cha-ching, more of what you want for less of what you got. So let Boost Mobile give you a back-to-school boost with discounts on select Kyocera phones, with monthly plans starting at only $40 a month. Because we could all use a little more, or a little less, metaphorically speaking. Visit your local Boost Mobile retailer or boostmobile.com/stores for details. Boost Mobile. Offer ends 8/31/14 at participating dealers and boostmobile.com. While supplies last for new customers only on a monthly plan. Discounts vary and are limited to select Kyocera phones. Excludes taxes. Coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See participating dealer or visit boostmobile.com/stores for details.
All right, how many people know what a Relfie is? Raise your hands, please, if you know what a Relfie is.
I think somebody gave you one of those in gym class, right?
No, I don't think so.
A Relfie.
Kenny knows what it is. A Relfie. Yeah, what is a Relfie? You can tell the rest of the world.
It's like a selfie, but it's with whoever you are romantically involved in. It's a relationship selfie.
Oh, a relationship selfie.
There's a classification now.
Right. Isn't it amazing? Yeah. Amazing. Hold on just a second. I have to get this fly.
Take a Relfie with it before you... Oh, too late.
Oh.
Again?
You could have Relfied with the fly.
Murderer. Okay. So, Relfies are cool or not? If you're,
I think it's just a selfie is a selfie is a selfie.
Yeah, why would people not be happy about that being posted on Facebook?
Because there's usually a lot of public displays of affection.
Oh, no kissing, no hugging, that sort of thing in public. All right.
Yeah, and then you get a Facebook page full of people doing that.
Uh-huh. I love you. Yeah.
But isn't that nice? Isn't it better to see that, see something that's sweet, a happy couple? It's like going back to
the format. You know what I didn't like seeing on Facebook this weekend?
What?
There was something going around where ISIS had pictures of, it looked like the Three Stooges, like a bunch of heads, human heads on Facebook.
Really?
You know, that does it. When you wake up and you're checking to see what your friends are doing, you don't want to see Curly's head laying in the sand. It's disgusting. Ugh.
That is pretty disgusting. All right, where are we? It looks like we've come to the end of another hour. Excitement personified here as we wake up, rise, and shine. Depending on where you're listening around the world, could be the end of the day for you. But wherever you are and however things are going, hopefully you'll be well as we move ahead. 59 after.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.